meet you over there now, sir, because I think the repeat is about to shut down. KC2WTB, to Rio. 73 to the other station.
Very good. KC2WTB, QSY70.
John, are you back here? KC2WGB and 2EO?
Yes, I'm monitoring this also.
Pick another frequency. I can't get it to 00. I think for some reason my PL deviation isn't high enough. Had this problem the other day.
Okay, well, this repeat is still up.
Okay, well, I think it's going to go down in a few minutes. After 12.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not consistent. Sometimes it goes off, and sometimes it stays on for quite a while.
Okay, John. I will take potluck on it. All right. Anyway, I was going over some information a little while ago on reverse mortgages. I think I told you, I did a lot of research on that, and probably in a way I'm going to go because, you know, it's scary to take a home equity line of credit. I don't know if I can pay it back. On a $300,000 house, I get a little under $200,000, which kind of hurts, you know?
Yeah, but it's $200,000 plus you still have the equity in the house, so all you're doing is drawing the equity on the house. But that's another way to rob people, that's all it is.
I suppose. Well, you know, I'm taking the equity out of the house. So give me, on a 20-year, I wouldn't take it 20 years. I got to call them up and say, they would give me about $605 a month and $50,000 up front. That's over 20 years. I'm not going to live that long. I want to see what the payout is on 10 years.
Yeah, well, you do have to look into it quite seriously and make sure you get all of that information and what happens to the equity in the house. The house get transferred to, and it's a lot to look into. You got to make sure you get it right. You know, like you say, you're going to look for a 10-year, maybe they'll give you more in 10 years, I'm not sure.
I don't know. My cousin Amy, who's my power of attorney, we're getting an elder care lawyer. Her, myself, Patricia, and Patricia's son, Jeremy, we're all going to sit down with an elder care lawyer and talk about this, because I do want to get it right. I want to protect them, because I don't think they'll be around in 10 years.
Well, you can't necessarily, you know, count on that. You want to make sure you don't outlive your finances, too. So, yeah, sit down with the people involved, involving, but I know your cousin and you are determining factors of the illness.
That's right, John. Well, home equity line of credit gives me a lot more money. The only thing is it scares the heck out of me because I've got to pay the bill every month. And if I don't, you know, it's interest compounded, interest on interest.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to get it. That's why you do have to spend the time with the advisors and make sure you know exactly what the process is and what it's going to cost you. And what are the termination factors? You know, if you have to terminate it, what is expected? What happens to the equity transfer? Who does it go to? You know, you get all that stuff straightened out. You should have no problem. I just think it's just another way to rob people. I would go for it. I mean, you have no choice.
I guess, John, you wouldn't go for a home equity line of credit or a reverse mortgage? Or maybe both?
Well, absolutely not a reverse mortgage, unless, you know, it's the only thing I can do. You may be limited to going for that, but the fact is that when you get those dollars given to you and you spend them, you have no place and no way to replace them. So you've got to be very careful in your situation.
Oh, I know, John. I know exactly what you're saying. Well, we get about $50,000 up front, and that I know. And I have to see, oh, it's over 20 years I get $605.43 a month, I think it is. I gotta see what it is over 10 years, not 20. And, you know, they want me to take it 20 because they're hoping I croak.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're gonna take the one that has the most advantage for them, of course. So, yeah, you have to look at what you basically need per month and will that suffice. And when, in the end, or when you pass, what exactly happens? And where do you go from? I mean, so they say that you, oh, you need control of your house, you still own your house. No, you don't. You're still mortgaging the value of the equity in the house. That's what you're doing. So, you know, when it comes out, somebody's got to pay.
Okay, John. Well, the $605.43 a month, actually, if I take it over 10 years, it would be a little more than that. Got to find out how much more. I could save that in a trust account for Patricia or the baby or a son. And if I die, she would get that money. And then what happens is the bank would get the house, but she hopefully could take that money, add to it, and buy the house back from the bank. That's the way that works.
Yeah, but Rich, you're forgetting an issue. You haven't even straightened out the tax situation. You don't even know what your liabilities are going to be, so it's silly for you to talk about what amount of money you need per month or whether until you get all of that square rooted. That's number one. Forget about who it's going to go to or who you're going to give it to. It doesn't matter. You've got to worry about your income covering what your responsibilities are and when they start and when they stop.
Absolutely, John. Out of that 50, I'm going to use it to pay some of it to pay the back taxes. And then I'll get my reduction for disability, which kicks in next year, and go from there. But no, I have to talk to, I have to talk to a lawyer about all of this. I'm so confused, you have no idea.
Rich, I just did a little quick math here. And $625 a month for 20 years is $150,000.
Oh, value, how much, say that again?
$625 for 20 years is $150,000.
Okay, 150 plus the 50, yeah, that sounds right, that sounds right. Okay, John, that's barely N2MB. The reason I brought this up now, we were discussing this ad nauseum on the telephone.
Okay, well, that's what you gotta do. You gotta keep discussing it. Okay, so that amount plus the $50,000 comes out to that rough figure of $200,000. That's negating any interest that has to be paid back to the money they give you. So that's not a realistic number. So you get the interest on that for being accepted by the bank.
Okay, John. I have a lot of work to do. I mean, the house was a fixer-upper. It's had a lot of work done that Patricia did when I was in the hospital. For instance, she told me, I didn't even know it till recently. She said the whole house was covered with green, like moss or I don't know what vegetation. And sort of like a fungus. The windows were green, siding was. She had everything power washed. She had a fence, a white fence, plastic fence put up in the garden. She did a lot of work.
Well, I hope when they spray the power wash that they put a fungicide in there to get rid of it because it's only going to come back.
I hope so, John. Well, there's a little bit I see in one area, so I don't know if it's coming back. I don't think so. It may be something they missed, but whatever. She had a professional coming into it.
Well, what does it say on the bill? Was it a fungicide or just high pressure water? What did they do?
I don't know. I don't even know if she has the bill. I'll have to go ask her. But anyway, look, the house looks a hell of a lot better than it did, from what I understand. But when all this was done and they moved in everything, I was in the hospital.
Okay. Well, put that on your list. There's more information you got to get. Good to hear you in there, Barry. Over to you, sir.
ego, Barry, and 2MB in the group, and 2EO. Did you disappear into the woodwork, Barry?
Not yet. I was just daydreaming.
Well, go ahead. Make a transmission. How you doing?
Okay. So, what did I just say? Take 150 grand, 20 years. And you said that insurance would cost you $2,000 a year that you certainly have to get, right?
And whether I take a reverse mortgage or a home equity line of credit, I have to have homeowner's insurance. That's playing with the Russian roulette, not having it. You have a fire and you're out of luck.
Okay, but I'm just telling you. So, they're going to, you know, subtract that. So, 20 years, I guess that's 40-something, 44,000, $48,000 worth of insurance.
That's about $2,000 a year, right, John?
I don't really know. You'd have to get a quote from your insurance company for that area. But now you also need liability insurance because that has to be covered to CD fire. And you need, you don't need content insurance, but you absolutely need fire structure insurance and liability insurance. That's a given.
Well, of course, in case somebody slips in the winter.
Yeah, winter, summer, whatever, sure. Yeah, you still got a long way to go, and you definitely got to jump on that tax. And if you are entitled to a reduction, you may be able to apply that retroactively. You've got to get on the stick and get on top of that. Can't let that fall. That's a big number.
This is John. I called him up. The guy, the name is the receiver of taxes for Oyster Bay. It is not retroactive, unfortunately. It kicks in next year, and I can apply up until December.
Okay, kicks in next year in January? Is that what it is? Is that the anniversary of the start?
I think so. I have to be, was it 60? I think it's 62. I'll be 64. It'll be 65 in April. I think by January I gotta be 62, so I'm more than qualified.
Okay, but the age of abatement is for 65 or 62? And is it different percentage at those ages? I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, every area is different. This is a senior discount and a disability. So, the two different things. I filled out for disability. I had to find out things like SD. I didn't know what SD was. School district. It's school district 23, block number, lot number. I got all this information and I got it down on the sheet.
Actually, I'm just a little curious about the discount on the taxes. Discounts, you said one for age and the other for disability. Are they concurrent or is it either or?
Oh, they're concurrent, Barry. You can get both of them. I believe the age is what they call enhanced star.
Yes, and that works along with your other discount. In other words, they're not. Can get both at the same time. That's what I mean.
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any idea what your taxes would be if you got both of them? Which I think you qualify both.
Yeah, well, they told me I'm going to save about 50%. That's what they told me at Oyster Bay Town Hall. Right now, if I'd have got no discounts, they'd be 12.6.
So you're talking too loud, so it's getting distorted. I have to ask you to repeat it.
Okay, Barry, Oyster Bay Town Hall told me I'll save about 50%, and without discounts, it'll be about 12.6.
50% of what? Of the school tax, the property tax, or what?
Putting all together, John, the big bite out here is the school tax. That I'm going to get 50% off on because I'm a senior, number one. I have no children, and I have no children in the school system. Now, the only thing I don't know, when landed, there is a question on there. Do you have any children living in... It doesn't say, do I have children? Are there any children in the house that are in pre-K up to, I think, 12th grade? Right now, it's no. But Landon is 3 years old. That's Patty's son. In another year or so, he'll be in pre-K.
They don't have to know about that.
I agree with you. That child is twice removed from anything that has anything to do with you. First of all, you're not related to the kid. And, you know, I can't see why they could tax you on a kid that's not even yours. And barely living.
Barry, you dropped out toward the end.
The time is 12:31 a.m. 73. And good night from the WQVL repeater.
I think if the kid is, even if it's no relation to him, if it's living in a house and going to school or some sort of preschool program, then you'd have to say yes to that. You can't ignore the kid if it's going to be using the resources of the district, whether it's yours or not. Distortion, at least on Echolink.
Disconnected. Disconnected. You are currently connected to node number 9126.
I do auto connect enabled.
Set tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL amateur radio repeater system.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. Tonight at 8:30, WQVL.
L, repeater, system.
My tie, I'm gonna get there. It's too hot to wear the tie now anyway. There you go. There you go. Well, I got my vacay coming. I'll be in this week, and then I'll be out the next couple of weeks. Elliot's coming in on Saturday, so we're going to spend some time together. He's back stateside already? He's been back for a week now, and he's got some leave time, so he's hopping a plane. I'm out here and spend some time with us.
Did he get to port before anyone knew he was in town? Like you had explained.
Honestly, I don't know. And I told him that I wouldn't bother him or ask him about it. So it's his thing to do. I guess I'll find out when he comes in.
Well, hopefully he's successful in his endeavors.
If he's smart, he'll take care of it as fast as possible.
Well, you know in advance when he was coming stateside, or did he take your advice and go dark?
Whether it was him or someone else, there seemed to have been enough information floating around out there that everybody knew everybody else's business.
Oh, so, there was no surprise that he was back in town.
Yeah, you know, not when your division turns around and posts it all over Facebook.
Oh well, there goes that idea.
Well, best laid plans.
Yep. So, what else went on while I was away other than hyperextending his knee? I already found out about that and have conversed with the young man.
I don't know. I got to find out what he was doing out east at some hotel over the weekend. Wonder if he was sharing a room.
Oh, from the post, I thought he was down in Boca.
Supposed to be going down to Boca, but I saw a post that said he was someplace in Port Jefferson.
Okay. I didn't check Facebook that well.
No matter. He is supposed to be Boca bound, so this way he'll do what he's got to do, Boca boundish.
Anything else? Everything else is quiet.
Yeah, everything else is perfectly quiet. Framer's still out of work, so we'll find out what's going on with him soon.
I didn't know he was out of work. Was he furloughed, fired? What happened?
Workers' comp. Something going on with his hip or something or another.
Ouch. I hope he's feeling better.
Yeah, he's around every now and then on the radio. Something going on, and I don't know, he's got some very, very strange stuff going on with workers' comp. Like, stuff that just doesn't sound right.
I don't know any of the particulars, so I can't make a comment about that.
Nothing to do with particulars. It has to do with all these procedural things. You know, everything that he's involved in just seems to be wrong. I mean, the normal and usual procedures of, you know, filing a form, getting to see a doctor, doing all this other stuff, you know, whatever your case is, just seems to be like caveman when he describes it. Well, they didn't want to pay, they didn't want to file the case, they didn't, you know, his boss refused to acknowledge the fact that he had an on-the-job injury. The doctor doesn't, you know, doesn't know what's wrong with him. He's got to wait for somebody to get an approval for this or approval for that, and he's got a lawyer, and the lawyer is like, you know, did you call the lawyer? Did you find out what's going on? And, well, you know, I was going to do that. Everything with him is just this big, annoying process.
Well, it's Kramer. You have to have a drama with everything. Did he have any kind of accident, or was anyone else involved? What happened that he hurt himself, you know?
APN Mobile. Something with his hip. He thinks it's from working with this machine that he works with all the time, that he's constantly, like, using his hip to bump the machine around. And he got a whole lot of pain and this and that and whatnot. And he had one doctor that said, oh, you've got restless leg syndrome. I'm like, are you absolutely insane?
Restless leg syndrome, has nothing to do with the hip.
I know that, and you know that, but I have no idea what kind of a doctor he went to. Remember, this is Kramer. He might have gone to a veterinarian.
Maybe. I have a feeling that he's having trouble with what you're describing, proving that it's a workers' comp situation. You know, the employer does not want to have workers' comp claims unless they're really legit, because that affects his premium.
Understood. I know all about that, but, you know, you're also required by law not to try and block somebody from filing an accident report. And these people kept blocking him left and right, and he was almost allowing it to happen. And I'm like, are you crazy? You can't, they can't tell you that you can't file an accident report.
They can't stop him from filing the report. They can fight the validity of the report, though.
Yeah, I know. You can go back and forth. They can fight the circumstances. They can dispute it. They can go back and forth. Because that's the kind of nonsense my wife went through with her employer and her workers' comp case for the carpal tunnel. I mean, they went back and forth trying to, you know, negate the claim and say that, oh, well, you know, this isn't really a workers' comp thing and blah, 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 blah. And they went back and forth, but they eventually, you know, lost because it was a valid claim. But that's the, you know, the lawyers for the insurance company, that's their job, is to turn around and to try and protect the employer from having a claim filed against them. You know, if they're not doing their job, then everybody's filing claims.
Yeah, that's the way it works out. I don't know. So, speaking of she who must be feared of me, how are the tunnels doing? She recuperated from the surgeries completely?
Yeah, pretty much. She's been going for therapy and whatnot. As a matter of fact, she has an appointment with the orthopedic surgeon today. I guess he wants to review her progress and check everything out and see what's going on. And maybe put her in for a little more therapy or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. But it's coming along as well as could be expected. I mean, you know, you do what you got to do when you need to get to that point where you need the surgery. So she's much better than she was.
Good. I'm glad she's feeling better. You hit the expressway yet?
Yes. Just got onto the main line.
I'm almost up to Morgan.
Very good. Very good.
It was backed up.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere near the Brooklyn Bridge, so... And if I do, I'll be on the boss's dime. So, not worried about that.
Yeah, but you do need to be humane. And it has been known to back up all the way.
So should I plan on going through Maspit instead of going up onto the Kosciuszko?
Don't know how bad it is. I didn't see any signs saying anything other than the Brooklyn Bridge has got problems itself. You'll find out.
Gee, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm up on the elevated section, coming up to Green Park.
Just going over Wooden Haven Boulevard.
Yeah, well, hopefully the PQE isn't backed up and you won't have any problems. And all those things.
Guess we'll find out, won't we? See if I wind up working nights this week. Last week I wound up working nights after Monday day because they had a, what was it, the week before I wound up working nights because they had a building that we were working in that they wouldn't allow us to do the normal work we do during the day, so we had to do it at night. So I was starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. So I could get home at a decent hour, you know, at night, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, I can understand you guys are cutting fiber and all that, and the building has clients that rely upon that during the day. They probably don't want you disrupting them.
This had nothing to do with anything that was live. This was a whole brand new installation. Whole new service to the building, risers going up through the building and panels. They just didn't want us there during normal business hours because, you know, we're construction trash and they want to keep their building construction trash free.
Okay, well, if you're working days, I'll speak to you later in the week. If not, I'll speak to you when you come back from vacation. I'm going into the tunnel. 7-3 and 2-ZDP clear.
Sure. Have a good one. And to the case and to APM mobile.
there. I just heard a carrier. I didn't hear any IC. Sorry about that. I'm coming back to you. This is NQT. We're from the county of New York City. Okay. I'll be listening. This is NQT. Well.
By the way, I put the blade back on, I cut the back one, and I could definitely tell the difference. It's not ripping the grass anymore.
Well, I'm glad that worked out. Got the Connecticut repeater coming in loud and strong today. Propagation is really good. In fact, Glen Oaks, I only get Glen Oaks about an S3. And last night during the TechNet, it was 15 over S9, and it's still strong. So the propagation, VHF propagation, is really good this morning.
That should make for some interesting conversations.
It's hard, you know, because, like I said, the Connecticut machine out here is very strong. It's hard to tell the difference which one's Selden and which one's Connecticut. That's how strong it is. I spoke to Maria yesterday. She went into the store looking for that CR2032 battery. She only had, they had a CL2032. So she calls me up, wanted to know if it was the same one. And of course, I wasn't near a computer. I really don't know what the difference is between CR and CL. So I didn't want to tell her to buy it. So I said, you know what, order it online. You'll get it in a day or two anyway.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, you know, she can't put it in anyway, so she's going to have to wait till Saturday for you to put it in, right?
CW2CMF. Well, that's what I thought. I can't get there till Saturday anyway. She has plenty of time to order one online. So, I told her, you know what, don't take a chance. I don't know what the difference is. Just order the one that belongs there.
Yeah. Especially this, no rush. And she'll get in its time anyway. Did that as tell her to go to Radio Shack? You know, they're expensive, but they'll have the right one or the right replacement for it.
That's what I said. I think she went to CVS. They had the CL. Like I said, I really don't know what the difference is. I'll look it up when I get to work. Chances are it was the same thing, just throw a cell call to the CL. I didn't want it to take a chance. Although it was only three and change, it really wasn't that expensive. But the fact that I couldn't get there anyway till next week, what's the sense of taking a chance? Just order it online.
Yeah, right. That's CMFC. Yeah, like I said, that's probably the best thing. Yeah, I forgot my glasses over there when I left. I put it on the kitchen table because I was holding the Andrew. Now, I have another pair, but you get to miss your favorite pair, you know? So I may have to take a quick ride over there, maybe today.
I don't know what I'm going to do today. I haven't decided. I may just take it easy. I spent most of the day on that back grass. I cut it, and then I used the last of the grass seed to, you know, put down. I'll see what happens.
KD2CWZWB2CMF Mobile. No problem. It was hot out here yesterday. You know, I had to clean the pool. There was, you know, for some reason, it built up a layer of algae, so I had to. We shocked, and of course, I took care of that and cleaned it right up, but I had to clean the algae off the walls and stuff. Wound up staying out there like an hour and a half, you know, with the vacuum, so in the sun, so it wasn't a pretty sight. So, I'm a little aches and pains this morning.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't miss, taking care of a pool. So, meanwhile, Janie's dad, no change in his condition. Actually, he was complaining that he was a little hungry, so I guess that's an improvement. Other than that, there was really no change.
At this point, he's not going back home. He's going into a nursing home.
I would imagine so. But yeah, I don't know. That's going to be up to Brian. Actually, there's going to be a decision, you know, decision there, so I'm staying out of it. He doesn't want to naturally. He just wants to go home. I don't know what the deal is. Can't go home by and be there by himself. That's out of the question.
You know, it's tough, you know, to watch that, you know, when the man is old enough, he lost his wife, he has nothing to live for, he feels he has nothing to live for, and he just gives up. That's a tough one. Anyway, I'm just getting into 7-Eleven. I'll be back in a few minutes. KD2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile.
In fact, I'm waiting on my coffee, too. I'm going to go check it. Hopefully, I'll have a beer to pour my coffee now. Catch you in a few minutes. Down in the end, makes up for the ones that you work every single minute that you're there.
Man, you know, when you're not that busy, you know, but you can do that just so much, then it just becomes monotonous. And now, you know, I'm literally the only one there. They let go of my friend Neil, KC2TAF. They let him go, and the consultant that I had working with me, unless there's a charge number, they don't want it back. So the trouble is, you know, you go in, you don't even have anybody to bounce ideas off of. You don't even have anybody to argue with.
that's true. And it's sad. It really is. You know, it's like, you know, the writing is on the wall.
I know I'm good till March, and you know, hopefully one more year after that, but you know, it's going to be a rough one. Anyway, I'm in the parking lot. You have yourself a wonderful day, and maybe I'll talk to you tonight. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF. I got to back into this parking spot. Hold on.
All right,
Pat.
Yeah, have a good one. I'll call you tonight. Don't work too hard.
Well, I know there's something like 300-400 emails to go through. So that'd be the order, first order of the day. Anyway, I'll talk to you tonight. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF, RV Clear 73s.
Okay, Pat, I'm going to have my coffee out on the deck. Have a good day. WB2CMF, KD2CWZ, 73, I'll be out.
Thank you.
still listening. Anybody out there?
Repeater system.